the greatest verse in the Bible, for it has traveled every ocean, covered every continent, and men of all races and kinds will be in heaven. And they will point to this verse as the verse through which they were led to accept Christ as their personal Savior. There are 25 words in this one verse. The central word, the Son of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. The Son in the center. That whosoever believeth in him, looking back to the center, should not perish, but have everlasting life. And in heaven at this moment, the central figure is the central one in this verse, the Son. When we all get to heaven, there will be many. All of us who are saved, when we get to heaven, there will be many that we long to see and meet. But we'll turn from all others, and our eyes will glue upon the one who is the center of this verse. The Son of God that we've been hearing about, who loved me and gave himself for me. The centrality of the Lord Jesus to the gospel is very important. There are many truths that we need to preach. The ruin of man. The terribleness of sin. The wrath to come. The fire for those who die without the Savior. But the central theme of the gospel is a person, not a religion, not a rite or ceremony, neither baptism or creed. The centrality of our Lord Jesus Christ to the gospel. The one who hung on the central cross and is central in the glory above and was the center of God's affection from all eternity is the only Savior. Neither is there salvation in any other. There are many things that might be said about John 3:16, but I'm going to mention one thing perhaps you have not heard. This is the only place in the Bible, and this is the law of one mention. There are some things that are stated in the Scripture, and the law of multiple mention will enforce them upon the human heart. But when one mention, the law of one mention, impresses upon us eternal truth in this chapter, in this verse. What is the one thing that is stated here in this well-known verse that is never stated anywhere else in all the Bible? Do you know what it is? God so loved the world. You'll never read that anywhere else in all the Bible, from Genesis 1 to Revelation 22, 21. It is never spoken of in that manner. God so loved the world. This is not the world of elect people. This is not the world of saved people. This is not the world of any particular religion. It's not the world of color. It's the world of lost, perishing men, born in their sins and shapen in iniquity. The total depravity and ruin of the human family. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. God devised a plan. He loved the world of sinners lost. There's not one under my voice tonight, and not one man living in Mother Earth. It matters not his color or creed, but God is interested. His desire is that all men would be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. He is not willing that any should perish, but that all should be saved. It's God's desire that men would be saved. And our brethren have arranged this, and it is our heart's desire and prayer to God that as a result of the effort tonight, someone sitting in a car that we may never meet until we're in the glory, that you might receive personally our Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and Redeemer. It's the only verse that tells me fully that God so loved the world. The greatest verse. Now I'm going to say four things from this verse for a moment. And the first one is, heaven's brightest gleam, heaven's brightest beam on earth. At the beginning, he created all things by the word of his power. And when it was created, he caused the sun to rise and shine upon the earth. What a beam that was when the sun first shone upon Mother Earth. But this verse here tells me of a brighter beam. For God so loved the world. When angels sinned, mighty beings though they were expelled, cast down to hell, delivered into chains of darkness. But when Adam sinned in the garden, we all fell in Adam, and Adam all die. When he sinned, he was the federal head of an old creation. And all have sinned, born in sin, the Bible says, and shapen in iniquity. He might have passed us by. Angels sinned, they perished and will never be saved. I cannot understand it. Help me to take it in. God so loved the world of lost men. Every color, every clime, every condition. Murderer and blasphemer. Drunkard and immoral. Every place and every nationality, there's not a man on Mother Earth. But God desires that he might know his sins forgiven and be in heaven for all eternity. Such is the majesty of the verse, God so loved the world, the brightest beam. But how would God reach us? How could he save sinners and righteous be? God hates sin and will punish sin. The wages of sin is death, wrote the apostle Romans 6. The wages of sin is death. All have sinned. All of us deserve death, an eternal punishment. And there should I have gone, and there you will go, unless a remedy be found. But God has a great scheme. The brightest beam, God loved the world. The greatest scheme, he gave his only beloved Son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. The scheme, there was only one that could take away our sin. No ordinance, no religion, no prayer or penance. Nothing that I can ever do would wipe away my sin and give me a standing before God. But God had a remedy. Having one Son, his well-beloved, he sent him forth to be born of the Virgin, to lie in that manger long ago, and to travel here as a homeless stranger in the world his hands had made. We love him because of his pathway and his grace. Never man spake as he. No other one ever pleased God as he did. Of all his servants, failure were found. But in him, he was altogether pleasing to God. From his baptism, when the dove descended upon his brow, and when John baptized him, heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom are all my delights." And yet for us, he went to the cross. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. We used to sing an old hymn, "Was there a gift like the Savior given? No, not one. Will he refuse us a home in heaven? No, not one." Whoever you are listening here, we may never meet you down here or ever know about you. In the silence of that car, will you believe for yourself, I'm a lost sinner? I've sinned for years. If I die in my sins, I have no hope to be in heaven. But here's the saving verse, heaven's brightest beam and God's greatest scheme. Earth's grandest theme. What is earth's grandest theme? Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have, as a free gift, without prayer, without money, without penance, without joining anything. I hope you understand, we are not looking for people to come and join the type of ministry and the type of gathering that we believe is true. Joining anything will never save you. It's being linked to a man that you have never seen, whom having not seen we love, and whom though now we see him not, we look forward to the day we'll meet him in the glory and be with him throughout the ages that are come. Where are you bound for tonight as you sit here? All of us are going to eternity. Multitudes have died today and alas have passed beyond all hope. But you're here this night listening to the best verse in the Bible for conversion. For God so loved the world of sinners lost that he gave his only begotten Son. Was there a gift like the Savior given? No, not one. Will he refuse your hope in heaven? No, not one. The vilest sinner can go from this place cleansed and forgiven, and heaven can be his home throughout eternity. Our brethren will be delighted if by the arranging of these meetings, where they have faithfully brought men to preach the gospel, if only one soul turns up in heaven at last, we will rejoice with the angels. There is joy in heaven over one sinner that repenteth. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, earth's grandest theme, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. These are the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. Not whosoever worketh for him, or is baptized, or takes a sacrament, or joins a religion, or lives a good life. Whosoever believeth in him. Will you believe tonight that he died on that cross for sinners, and he took my place on that tree and became answerable for my sin, and cried out, Tetelestia, finished, all is done. A jailer cried to Paul, what must I do to be saved? And the apostle said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Not in Jesus now, but the Lord Jesus. We are here to represent and preach our Lord Jesus Christ. The hope of heaven lies in one person, neither in device or creed, but in the man that hung on the tree and shed his rich atoning blood. Salvation is in that one name alone. Neither is there salvation in any other name. Christ alone is the Savior of the world. Will you believe it tonight? I want to speak of something solemn before I sit down. Death's saddest scene. Perishing. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish. This is the saddest thing that has happened today. Men rose this morning in different countries without a Savior, and they have passed on. Multitudes have left the world for eternity. Perishing. To perish in the lake of fire, never to come back. Lost eternally. That's why I went to preach when I was a boy of 19, 61 years ago. It's over 60 years since I first preached in Port Stewart and told my testimony. And all those that were there are likely in eternity tonight. Eternity's ages your soul has to face in blackness of darkness or riches of grace. Let me ask you before I sit down, where will you spend eternity? Two destinies. God wants you in heaven. The sin question is settled. None need perish. But you are a responsible man, woman, boy, or girl, as I was. On that night when I bowed my knee, I had to receive God's beloved Son to be my own personal Savior. For to as many as received him, not a religion, not a rite or ceremony, not baptism or sacrament, to as many as received him, we preach Christ crucified, buried and risen, unable to save the vilest sinner. You can go out and home tonight with all your sins forgiven. You don't need to wait to have a conversation with me. I can tell you no more. We don't ask you to raise your hand, sign documents, or walk to the front. This is a personal matter between you and God. What will you do with Jesus, which is called Christ? Let me quote the verse and leave. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have, blessed be his name, no falling away. He has it for all eternity, shall have everlasting life.